This podcast is brought to you by Lanco Group, your business partner for engineering solutions. You are listening to FNR Football Nation Radio.
Louise, we're going to have to leave that for just a moment.
You're listening to Evenings on FNR with Louise Taffer and Nick DiBano. And joining us now is Albion Park Soccer Club's president and also head coach, Adrian Arciulli. Adrian, thank you so much for coming on FNR.
No worries. Thanks for having me on, guys. Hopefully the reception is good. Albion Park's Optus reception isn't great. So as I've moved away from the house, I'm driving. It's gradually got better. So that's the good thing.
Adrian, it's Nick here. And look, for those that don't know, tell us a little bit about what's going on tonight. Craig Foster playing in a one-off game with all proceeds going to charity, I believe.
Yeah, so basically the club we called it, there's a few clubs in Albion Park. So this is a community league club. So basically a park football team we called Albion Park City Razorbacks. Basically, it's just me and my mates that have been playing for about 10 years. And so we entered our team in the FFA Cup prelim rounds down here for the fun of it this year. And obviously, I work at SBS and lucky enough to work with Foz. But Foz said, oh, would you be keen to play a game? And he said, yeah, why not? So from there, I just thought we could evolve it into a big charity fundraiser. And yeah, it's going to be a big night. So if you're in Wollongong or even Sydney, want to drive down here, McKenna Park, kick off 8:15. But also be streaming live on Facebook, YouTube and Twitter. So, yeah, basically what we're doing is we're raising money for Mums for Refugees, SCARF, which is a local Illawarra charity helps with assistance for refugees, and Tour to Cure as well. One of our colleagues, Darren Mara, is doing that. So we've got a whole bunch of fundraising initiatives, the main one being for every minute Foz plays, two local businesses called the DRB Group and MSL Engineering are donating $20 to charity. And then we've got a whole bunch of other fundraisers on. We've got a signed Socceroos jersey up for grabs. And our goal is to get a crowd of 10,000. I mean, sorry, a crowd of 1,000, sorry, and raise 10,000 for charity. So, yeah.
Yeah, and Adrian, it's a fantastic cause in particular. And I was doing some reading about some of the players who are playing today. A lot of them are, I believe, rugby league converts. And there's even your right back is still struggling to learn how to take the art of the throw-in.
Yeah, well, Foz said, well, if he's going to play, he's going to have to learn how to take him. But he's perfected the art. We've been doing some throw-in training. But, yeah, he got called for about 5 foul throws last year. We just said, don't take him. So that was his first year of football last year after playing league his whole life. But it's just, the great thing about football is anyone can play. And a lot of our players, you know, they're talented athletes. But really, with sports like rugby league, it's so brutal on the bodies. You really can't play socially after a certain age, and especially with work. Whereas football, a lot of people can play and keep playing. So a lot of our players have come from rugby league, and they're probably our best player was a great junior rugby league player and started playing with us, and he just was a quick winger. So a lot of the best players have been wingers generally, or have been AX league players. But yeah, we've got a few actual decent football players for once now because we've stepped up a bit in our competition. So we've actually got some proper football players. So yeah, we're doing that. We're warming up properly for the first time. We're training properly. It's unprecedented thing for the club.
And is there any chance you might be able to get Foz on a long-term deal?
Oh, look, in the miracle event that we win, maybe hopefully he'll play again. But we when we got the draw, we obviously got drawn against an IPL club, which is probably like NPL2 level down here. So we thought, you know, instead of just rocking up and probably losing like 5 or 6 nil and not having much of a hoo-ha, I thought, you know, we could really put some focus on Illawarra football, the region in general, for one night. Obviously, there's no A-League club down here. The Wolves are doing really well in NPL1 to start the year. So, yeah, hopefully we can just put some attention on the region and fingers crossed, miracles can happen. You know, we might jag a win, but we're at odds that, you know, when you go to the tab and you bet on the Greyhounds, we're the 50-1 chance. So, but yeah, it's for us, it's not about the flight, but whatever that happens, it's how much difference we can make. We're just battlers trying to make a difference.
And Adrian, as they say, anything can happen. It's the magic of the cup.
Well, that's true. Anything can happen. I used the analogy today. I said, well, if Donald Trump can become president, anything can happen. So, look, we've actually got some decent players. And Foz had a session with the boys 2 weeks ago and he was so hands-on with these guys. And these guys, Foz, for them, is someone they've watched on TV for years. They used to watch play. So we've got some decent game plans. Like, you know, for us, you know, I've always been pretty simple. I'm like, you know, when, you know, the classic park football saying, when in doubt, put it out. We've always been big on set pieces, but obviously Falls love to play the beautiful game, so we'll try and play some stuff tonight. But yeah, it's going to be a great event, but you know, anything can happen, you know, like it's that's why they play the game. But you know, the magic of the cup is something like this. This is why the FFA Cup's so brilliant, is because this is like 5 rounds before the main stage, but we've managed to turn it into something that's great for the region and just for football in general, and the magic of the cup, basically.
Adrian, can you tell us if Foz is going to be starting?
Yeah, he'll be playing holding mid to start. So fingers crossed he can pull out the 90 and get the, obviously that would raise about 36. So that'll raise 3,600 for charity if he plays that from those two businesses for Mums for Refugees. So yeah, he'll be starting, and if we get a penalty, he'll be taking it. So we've got him on pen duties. Hopefully he can snag. You know, we're not sure if he's going to be delivering set pieces or hovering around. But yeah, he's definitely will be taking the penalties if we get one. So might get a fluke handball in the rare occurrence where you get the ball in their opposition box. Who knows? So yeah, no, he's very fit for 49. That's for sure. So.
So you're saying he's still got it. The Foz, the man himself, has still got it. He's able to play the full 90. Could definitely play a big part in getting you guys over the line.
Oh, well, when we had the kick around 2 weeks ago, when you get a train with someone that's obviously played at a high level, you can see it. Like, we're doing drills and just his pass, just the vision for the first pass is just unbelievable. Like, you know, I've been lucky enough, obviously, working as a journo to go to trainings and watch trainings close up, but when you're training with someone, it's just it's just amazing when you can really tell the class of a play. You know, we're used to taking like 5 or 6 touches or something like that, and you know, this guy just first touch, bang, ball's in the spot. So you know, who knows? It's and I just hope he can last the distance, because as I've seen, at the end of the day, it's all about charity. And if it's a close game, that'll be great. You know, we'd love if it's a close game. We'll really keep it a spectacle. And yeah, it's just fingers crossed he might, you know, get a goal, be classic, because it'll go viral, and just, we're hoping just for a great night.
And Adrian, if only Lucy wasn't pregnant, you could have gotten her as well.
Well, yeah, well, that's for sure. Well, you know, we'd love to say we're such a small team, but we'd love to have a women's team. You know, my fiancé always asks, she goes, why can't I play? And I was like, well, you know what I mean? But we'd love to, you know, we would have loved to have Lucy down. She's obviously promoted the game on the World Game Show and got a little baby coming along with Corey, and Corey being a gong boy. Maybe one day we could lure him to the club when maybe, you know, who knows, we're representing Wollongong in the A-League or somewhere. But nah, just, you know, it's great to have the SBS team on board, and great to have support of the football community, including yourselves at Football Nation Radio. You guys do a great job.
Well, Adrian, thank you so much for coming on the show. All the best tonight and keep up the great work.
No worries. Thanks, Louise. And you're doing a great job there, really keeping up and spreading the gospel. And as I said, if you can't make it tonight, be watching on Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, Bar TV Sports, kindly doing the game for us, free of charge, a donation, amazing gesture. We'll have, as I said, commentary, and it'll be on the FFA Cup page. And if you want to watch just the Park football team, like, we have not over-promoted the game in terms of quality, but more for the spectacle, be sure to watch.
Yeah, we'll definitely be turning it on.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate it.